2019 looks to be a good year for both the U.S. and New Mexico economies, but signs point to a slowdown. That's according to outlooks by economists from Wells Fargo and New Mexico State University. A key indicator experts use to measure the economy's health is GDP, or gross domestic product. That's the total market value of goods and services produced in a year. U.S. GDP grew by roughly 3% in 2018. Wells Fargo Securities Director and Senior Economist Sarah House forecasts growth will slow to 2.5% in 2019 as the impacts of last year's fiscal stimulus begin to fade. House says New Mexico has disproportionately benefited from the fiscal stimulus because it receives more federal spending than other states. Oil production is also key.
So we've seen New Mexico become a much bigger player in terms of U.S. oil production. So historically, New Mexico accounted for maybe 2% of U.S. production. Now that's grown to 7% at the same time that the U.S. is now the biggest producer in the world. So it's accounting for an even bigger slice of a growing pie. So it's become a tremendously important source of growth and revenue for the state.
While the government shutdown delayed December figures, data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration shows field production of crude oil through November 2018 was nearly 225 million barrels. That's significantly higher than last year's output, according to former NMSU economics professor Jim Peach.
Oil production has increased through November about 45% in 2018 over what it was in 2017. That's an incredible increase. That has produced a budget surplus for the state of about $1.1 billion. Everybody's excited about that.
Jobs have been another economic high point. House says the national unemployment rate, 4% in January, has fallen below the Federal Reserve's estimates for full employment. Just last September, Peach says the state returned to its employment levels from December 2007.
That was about 11 years plus. Where we had essentially no net gain. We're now up about 6,000 jobs over where we were in December 07. That's about 500 a year, and that's not very much. We've got a long way to go, but last year was a pretty good year.
House says the industry that's seen the most growth is leisure and hospitality.
So New Mexico is increasingly putting itself on the map as a wonderful tourist destination. And so we're seeing that also in terms of just as income growth has improved in the state, more people going out to eat, which benefits things like the restaurant sector. But we're seeing it in other even higher paying industries. So areas like professional business services, construction, manufacturing, financial services. And so it's a pretty broad-based increase across different industries.
Despite that statewide growth, both House and Peach say there are a number of signs a recession might be on the horizon. Those indicators include a slowing global economy, rising interest rates, and declining home and auto sales. Another issue in question is the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, President Trump's replacement deal for NAFTA. Congress has yet to approve the agreement. Peach says if it passes, there will be very little effect on trade in New Mexico.
If it fails to pass, we could see a disruption of trade flows. Depending on what Congress does, the president cannot unilaterally withdraw from NAFTA, so the old agreement would be in effect. The new one streamlines some stuff, and it'd probably be mildly beneficial, but it would be one more thing, like building a wall. That would damage our economic, political, and social relations with Mexico, our neighbor to the south and a big trading partner.
Ultimately, Peach says New Mexico exports like oil, copper, and Intel chips depend on the national and international economies.
We don't determine the prices of those things. If we have a national downturn, New Mexico suffers from that. So watch for a national recession. Watch for oil prices, which may be independent of a national recession, and watch for the settlement of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement or not. Watch for the removal of the steel and aluminum tariffs. There are any number of things to look out for that no one can safely predict what's going to happen with them.
And if there's one thing markets are said to hate, it's uncertainty. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.